Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to Space Trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Almond.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and we're going to do a little quickie on the Met Gala.
What were your, like, initial reactions?
Just boring, because I knew it was going to be boring. It's a boring theme.
Because just Carl was just kind of boring.
I mean, he was a great designer. He was a very important designer, but to just have the theme be one person, it's like, okay, so we're going to have some black and white. We're going to have some layered pearls. We're going to have some tweed. I was surprised there wasn't, like, Anne Hathaway's tweed cutout dress. That was really cool, because the thing that I was really interested in seeing is, so Karl Lagerfeld obviously was an iconic designer. He had his own label. He designed for Fendi, Chanel, and also did a brief stint at Chloe. I think it was brief. I don't know. So the question is, like, how is Donatella Versace gonna do an homage to her peer? Like, all of these designers, you're asking them to... And designers are, it's like, you know, we've all seen The Devil Wears Prada. They're very finicky. They're very egocentric. So, like, to be asked, they'll be like, I won't say any names, but, like, if you got a writing gig and it was like, you have to write 20 compliments about, like, just a fellow comic who's at your level that you just fucking hate. You know what I mean? Like,
so it's like the girl who stole my Jewish Disney princess joke, who went viral with it.
Yeah. And they're all, I'm sure they were, so many of them were gritting their teeth. Like, I hated that fucking asshole. I can't believe I have to do this, but they did it anyway. But, like, so the Versace one was so great because the Anne Hathaway.
Donatella could put her competition aside and actually just beat him
right
postmortem.
She was like, okay, we'll do the little 60s hairdo that he kind of liked to reference a lot. And we'll do the tweed, but we'll put in this very, and a lot of different Carl elements, but we'll put in this very Versace thing of the safety pins and the slashing. Like, that was such a perfect example of, like, how this could actually be interesting. But yeah, because it's everybody just doing a version of this one designer, it's like, I don't know. And now are they going to do that with every designer who's died? Like, are they going to do, it would be really cool if they did it with Vivienne Westwood next year or something, but, like, it would still be boring because it would be, and they also already did a punk rock themed Met Gala, so it would basically be the same thing. But I don't know, that's just why I knew it was going to be boring, and it was a little boring, but it's okay. Every year can't be Catholic, you know?
That truly is the best. And I still think about what you said. You said, you made a joke, it was like, why is the Catholic Met Gala obviously the prettiest? Because everybody's gay. Everyone's, like, putting all of their ornate talent for detail into the design and the architecture. Otherwise, they're just, like, celibate priests.
Right, exactly. Like, you had to join the church
so funny.
If you were gay. Yeah, allegedly.
Right, funny.
What was your first impression, and or what were some of your favorite looks? Let's go favorite looks.
Well, as we know, we're here upon coronation weekend. I thought it was an outstanding nod from the universe. The flower that everyone was wearing that he was obsessed with is called, like, the Camilla.
Oh, Camellia. Yeah.
Oh,
that is weird.
I loved that. I absolutely loved that. I just think that is such a nice little wink from the cosmos. Like, everything is everything, you guys. I loved that. My favorite looks off the top of my head. What is her name? Is it Michaela?
Coel.
I thought she looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, Michaela Coel. She was in, I don't know how to say her last name. Maybe it's Seal, maybe it's Cole, Coil, who knows?
That's why I was like, Michaela, you feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Kale. It could be any variety of diphthongs, but she did look awesome. She was in Schiaparelli, and she, but it wasn't like That one wasn't super Carly, but
it wasn't really on. I was gonna say, I don't know if it was like on trend in any way, but like first, like when you say like, who's your favorite? Like the first person that just jumps out of my mind is like, she looked fucking rad. And like, she's so cool. She's so, I feel like every time I see her, I'm just so struck by just like feminine power. Yeah. Like she's so powerful.
She looks cool as shit. Yeah. And I mean,
so cool.
Yeah. It's not super on theme, but I'm not a stickler for the theme. Like I love when people do the theme, but like sometimes if a look is a look, it's a look and it doesn't matter, you know?
Well, right. And it's also like what you were saying before. It's like when it's something like Karl Lagerfeld, which is like, there were so many people it seemed like so many people that were just in his dresses. Like, I think for a lot of people, this was probably the easiest Met Gala ever because they're like, oh, I have something. And it's like they could just wear their clothes. Right. Like Nicole Kidman's out there just in her dress. It's like, okay, that's cool. Glad you got a chance to wear the dress again. But like, you know, you could have done your hair or something. It's like she was just like, I'll just throw this on. I'll just go. It's like,
okay. It is like the coolest dress ever, though. That dress really is stunning. But
I mean, yeah, gorgeous.
She could have done her hair. There was, yeah, a lot of stuff like that where it was just like, that's why I like on my Instagram story, I posted the famous clip of Aretha Franklin when she was asked about what she thinks about Taylor Swift. And she said, great gowns, beautiful gowns. And that was it. Like they were like, I'll ask you what you think about these singers. And all she could say about Taylor Swift was the great gowns.
Oh shit.
But that's what I felt about.
That's so
funny.
How
I felt about this Met Gala. It was just like great gowns, beautiful gowns, period. Like there were only a few people who really went crazy with it. And some of them, like Jared Leto with the full-on furry costume, that for me is a miss.
As somebody who's dabbled in the mascottery arts, I thought it was the most fabulous lifelike. I mean, he looked like a stuffed animal. He looked like a big, giant stuffed animal. Yeah. And I also thought I was thinking of the conversation, like, who did he, like, was it a designer who did it? Like, I would love if it was, like, the cat costume from Versace or something. You know what I mean? Like, who designed it?
I know, let me see.
Did you get it from a costume
shop? The thing for me with that is, like, okay, you're now taking it just into a costume. It's not even grounded in fashion anymore.
But it is sort of a costume.
I know, but like it needs to at least like that's why I really liked Doja Cat and Lil Nas X. They both did a Choupette reference that was fashion. Like Doja's was she was in fashion and she was in the prosthetics. Like that to me is the perfect melding of like over the top costume and fashion. But to just show up full on in a theme park costume is like, okay, you got.
But it was so pretty. It was a pretty.
It was pretty, but it's like it's you know.
I feel like it's like the only way to do that as a straight guy.
I guess the
like Lil Nas X was the gay guy cat. Doja's the feminine cat. Otherwise, he's kind of like the cat, the cool fun cat to have a beer with.
I know, but it's just dumb. It's like it's that you know. I'm sorry. I'm referencing only memes. I'm really like truly, I have two brain cells left rubbing together, and all they can come up with is memes. But it's like that Gabrielle Union one where she's like, "Did you get the clicks? Did you get the likes? Did you get the attention you were right. after, like that's how his
like oh good for you Jared
right, that's how that one made me feel. Whereas with Lil Nas X it's like and Doja Cat it's like not only are they doing the cat reference which is so integral to Carl's personal brand but it's also like they themselves are looking stunning and pulling it off in their own way. Like that to me is what takes it over the edge and makes me like those more. I'm just trying to figure out
my only thought about Lil Nas X was like, if there was ever a time on planet Earth that the, what are they called? Shooties, the shoe boot heels or whatever, the pants, that trend where the pants go right into, I hated that you could see the gap between his boot and his leg.
Wow, that is so anal. And you're right.
I was like, I was like, this is like, well, it's because, well, I won't say why I noticed it, but I was just like, this could be sleek. This would be the one time where I'd be like, wow, that would be so much better if the leg just went right into the foot. It's like, I was distracted by it looked like he just ran and bought shoes and spray painted them.
It
kind
of seems like that was a little bit of a.
Like a quick DIY cat.
Yeah, last minute thing. So what did you think of Rihanna, who is now, you know, the de facto queen of the Met Gala red carpet? Like, even though even when she's not the chair, she's always the last to arrive. What did you think of her look? She was in a bridal kind of look.
Okay, so I actually didn't take it as bridal. I took it as she was the sperm that won. I thought it was hearkening back to the halftime show. I thought she came as a sperm.
Love that. She said it was bridal because Carl loved a bride. He loved a bridal look. There were a few people. Elle Fanning, I think, was in a bridal.
Hated it.
Yeah, hated it. And she looked like
I loved, what's her name? The one that was the co-chair.
Penelope Cruz. She was bridal. A few people went bridal.
Gorgeous.
And yeah, I loved Rihanna's. It was really cool, but
you didn't think sperm?
No, I didn't think sperm. I just thought.
Tell me she doesn't look like the shape of a sperm when she arrived.
Not really, because sperms get so small.
Well, now she is. I was gonna say, yeah, now she's sort of like, she's like a twin sperm. She's like two.
Yeah, but I do really love that you're pulling it back to the Super Bowl. I do love that. I think that's really.
I'm an artist. What can I say? I'm an artist.
Yeah. She just, I feel like, I don't know what else she can do, because all of her Met Gala looks are, they take up space. That's her thing at the Met Gala is like.
Yeah. Wow. That's so smart. Mass. Yes.
Like from the, I think, feel like yes. The first time she did that was, the theme was like, Eastern design, and she was wearing a giant yellow cape by Guo Pei, and then that started her on this trajectory. Like when she was the Pope, that was fucking incredible. But she always
so far
always just shows up gigantic. So you kind of knew that she was just going to be gigantic. But it also whatever, it's Rihanna, so it works.
Well, yeah, and I mean she's also like hilariously pregnant either way, so it's almost like if you're gigantic anyway. And there was a hell of a lot of pregnancy going
on, I'm telling you,
at that Met Gala. Everybody be pregnant.
And I loved, she was, I posted an interview on my Instagram story that the Shade Room had reposted, where she's talking to someone about how they made her dress and she's out of breath, and I just related to that so much. Like,
thank you, Rihanna.
So out of breath, and I was like, oh my god, thank you. I loved.
I too relate to that, unfortunately, but very, very cool to be so normal.
Yeah, I loved Cardi B. She was one of my faves.
I liked Cardi. You know, Cardi's a funny one. She does tend to trigger me.
Really?
I think it's because I've been compared to her a lot.
Really?
Like Randy literally always is like, you're the like just white Jewish Cardi B. Like he's like, you guys like would hang out. I'm always so triggered by how, this is so funny of all things, like for me to say, but like, I don't want to say like how informal she always seems, but like, she's just so, my casual sees the casual in her. Now in this case, she was not casual, but there's just something about her that strikes me as more Kohl's than Marshall's, which either way they're on the same plane. One's not actually better than the other, but for some reason I don't shop at Kohl's.
Wow. We need to journal about this one, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to unpack that for sure. Yeah. That's definitely my own shit. And I thought she looked great, and you know, but yeah, for some reason, every time I'm like, oh, hi, Carney. Like I roll my eyes at her. I'm like, oh, what are you going to say? Some funny stuff.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's fine. We know when we're triggered, and that's what I love about us.
I'm sure she, yeah. I know we're honestly so self-aware, except side note, I want to say, I am ashamed at how many times we called Joe Alwyn low-key. Like we were saying he was low-key when the other boyfriends was actually low-key. Like how did we not miss all of those low-key references?
I knew you were going to be kicking yourself over that. Yeah.
Hey, it bothered me so much.
You should write a poem about it.
Low-key.
Yeah, with rhymes.
Challenge accepted.
What did you think about Kim, Kylie, and Kendall? Now, there was a big rumor leading up to this that they weren't going, which I don't know why everyone believed this rumor. Why would you believe that?
And why would they? Right. Kendall's one of the literal top supermodels in the world. Kylie has the biggest cosmetics brand in the world, and Kim is arguably the biggest star in the world. And actually Skims is now like the number one shapewear brand on the planet. So it's like, they're fashion. They've done it. They have entered fashion for real. And they're saying, right.
It was just crazy because I also want to say, I think the Kylie beauty ship has sailed a bit. I think it kind of crested early, and it's,
no filler, no killer.
Yeah,
man.
I don't think it's flying off the shelves anymore. And I also think Kim is actually surprisingly not as big outside the U.S. as you would think she is.
Really? Well, when you told me last week, too, that Taylor before Calvin was like not really anything in Europe, that shocked
Yeah, not
me.
Really known. Yeah. I when I found that out, it shocked me as well. I heard it from a person who I was talking to someone at the time who was from Europe, and I was like, I just don't understand why she's dating this random fucking DJ. And they were like, no, he's massive, in Europe. Like, he is enormous and no one knows who
she is. They're like, you don't know who Calvin is? You don't know about Calvin?
And then I was like, okay, now I actually understand how it, why it could be PR, because that actually is super beneficial for both of them. But why did people believe this rumor? I need people to tell us why they believed this.
Wishful thinking. They want it. People love to hate
it's
them.
It's so annoying. It's like, just stop. You got to just stop hating. Like, it's over. They're in. And like, fame is changing. It's annoying overall, but like, the ship is not going back into the harbor. You know what I mean? Like,
no, of and course.
I think also one thing that stuck out to me about this Met Gala was the lack of A-listers. Like, Blake Lively was not right there. Beyonce was not there. There were so many people that didn't show up, and that's happening with all of these big marquee events, like the Oscars, the Grammys. Everything is just like, people aren't really showing up anymore. So like, now is not the time to give up the three women with more social media followers than most A-listers combined. You know what I mean? Like, there, it just
could not agree more. Were there any, even like, I feel like last year it was like so many like TikTok stars and influencers, whatever. I feel like this year there wasn't.
I know that it seems like they did cut down on that a little bit, which is good. Because that was cheapening it for sure. But yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's just kind of what you're saying, like, fame is changing and you know, like, the business is changing, but it's like, what is an A-lister? Because it's like, okay, we didn't get Blake, we didn't get, you know, Angelina Jolie or whatever, but like, you know, arguably like Jenna Ortega is like a new A-lister, Nicole Kidman A-lister.
Well, I think,
like,
Jenna's I feel one like TV show, she's got a little more time to go.
Right, yeah, true that. But I feel like she's popular. Yeah. I guess she's like a young popular person who just went dressed like Wednesday again, which I get it. I would fucking ride that. Hold on. Who's fucking calling me? Oh my God, I'm getting a FaceTime on my computer. This never
happens.
That's
so weird.
But oh my God. Oh my God, it's so loud.
No,
you
I can't hear
that? Whoa, oh my God.
They need to stop that. Apple needs to stop that. It's ridiculous.
Don't interrupt my Zoom.
I get so many text messages that pop up and the message app isn't even open. I'm like, go away.
Same. I don't know how that just like occurred,
yeah.
but
yeah,
anyway, yeah, I feel like who is an A-lister?
J-Lo, but she goes to everything. She literally goes to everything.
Right.
And like
Leo, she's social.
Yeah. Like I know it's really weird.
But why wasn't Ben there? Was Ben there?
Ben was not that I know of.
I don't like that.
Here's something. Okay. Yeah. So tell me what you thought. Okay. Everybody get over the Kardashian hate, basically, is our point, I guess. I was surprised that.
And notice, while we're on the topic, what about them do you hate? And what about yourself? What mirror is that showing you of where you actually either hate yourself or not accepting yourself or are needing to dig a little deeper to find that acceptance of even the cringiest parts of you?
Yes, great, great, great question. I was sad Chris wasn't there because she and Carl had so many cute pictures together when he was alive. I was really surprised that she didn't make it.
Well, okay, so I feel like, and I didn't really have the thought until I saw Kardashian colloquium's post, but I guess now people are saying it, but actually Chris wasn't there because I felt like there was this weird like passing of the torch. She's basically was like, Kim's pearl dress was a throwback to her Playboy shoot, you're doing amazing sweetie viral moment,
and people
and then
were
she
mad
went
at
there
that.
With stand in for well and but I don't think that there's anything to be mad at except that she walked the carpet with North like it was Kanye himself. And I just
she
wish,
didn't walk
I,
the
I
carpet
wish
North,
with North wasn't there.
No,
I wish
she didn't.
Or not walk the carpet, but she entered. There was like that clip going around where it was like her and North. And then like she's posting like Northy surprised me with a massage and this room full of white flowers. It's like North is nine. Like I don't know. Just don't bring
That's
North into
very
this.
Very weird. I didn't see that. But yeah, people were really like every single post about them. The comments were like, wait, I thought they weren't invited. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did Anna Wintour send you a telegram? Like, what are you talking about? Nobody knows.
Also, is it upsetting you? Like, would you be like, that was great. It was so nice not to see the Kardashians. It's like, who even, if you care enough that they're like hurting your Met Gala viewing experience, you're obsessed. You love them. You need
right.
Therapy.
And also like, I bet you didn't even know what the Met Gala was 2 years ago. If you're that clueless that you're like, oh, I know for a fact who's invited and who's not. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm not going to guess.
There's always surprise
That's so
guests.
Funny.
No one ever says who's invited and who's not invited. Like, it was just, it's so weird that took off so much. It's so weird.
Yeah, I think people just, you know, I actually think part of it too is just that, like, kind of like what you were describing as how it is with the royals a bit. Now that I follow all, like I follow royal YouTube accounts now out the wazoo just to stay up on it. And I got to tell you, they are posting bottom of the barrel shit like daily. Like if there's no news, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I had like Sarah Ferguson Corgi news. Yeah. It's like, if there's no news, they're going to report something. Cause I guess it is just like people like to click it. I feel like the Kardashians have that where it's like any Kardashian thing is like, let me escape my life and hate them.
Exactly. They're literally like being burned at the stake daily for our
people. Just love talking about
for
them.
Our entertainment. But yeah, I thought I loved Kim's outfit.
But I thought she looked great. I was a little bit disappointed to see that it like fell apart. Like, how did you keep the Marilyn dress intact, but the dress that was made for you is falling apart? Like the pearls all over the floor.
She didn't keep the Marilyn dress intact. Remember, it came back damaged,
but at least it wasn't visibly damaged. Like, she literally could, like, her dress fell apart.
I know, but she—that's why she had a fur on over the Marilyn dress, because it wouldn't close up the back. And then when she got inside, she changed into a replica that fit her.
It's just so odd to have 2 years back to back with dresses that you're damaging, ill-fitting dresses. It's like, why? This is a custom event. Have the dresses like just fit.
I know. Yeah. I thought Kylie, I mean, just so low effort.
I thought she looked gorgeous. But she's like one of those. It's like, she looks like she put on a dress that was pretty, but I did think she looked, I thought they all looked beautiful.
Yeah. Kendall's was cool as much as
I love that at the Met Gala, you can really flex. Like, I love that Kendall was wearing those huge platforms. It's like, only at a fashion event can you be like, yeah, you know what? Tonight I'm 6'8", motherfuckers. And it's awesome. Like, I loved how she played with hype.
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool. That was cool.
I have to say, I hated Bad Bunny.
Oh, his was fine to me.
Hated.
I didn't mind it.
Hated it. I was visceral. I was affected. I think he might be my least favorite. No, I had a few least favorites, but he might have been my top five least favorite.
Yeah.
He just doesn't do it for me whatsoever. I mean, I like his music just fine, but like, I don't find him attractive and I can't understand anything he says. So it's like, I don't understand. Yeah. I can't imagine him and Kendall. Like, how do they, I just can't believe they're dating. Is that a PR relationship?
I don't know. I don't think so. Cause if he wanted to PR with someone, he could get someone in the music industry.
True. Let me say this. Also, I was listening back to last year's Met Gala app, and it's funny because we were talking about PR relationships, but like inadvertently, because we were talking about Kim and Pete, how like them being on the red carpet together. And like, looking back, do you think that Kim and Pete was a PR relationship?
No, I think they were definitely really hooking up. And at the same time, they both knew what it was doing for their careers. Right. So like that,
that was one of the hybrids. That
hybrid, like where you actually do like the person and you're attracted to them, and the good PR of it sweetens the deal. And you don't say it out loud, but it is a part of it, you know?
It's also so funny though, speaking of like, just like overblowing Kardashian rumors, so there's like a picture with Kim and Pete interacting, and there's like all of these people, not journalists, but like, you know, the sort of trash accounts, like some of them are saying like friendly interaction between the exes. Others are like Kim and Pete fight at Met Gala. And it's like, it's just a photo of them maybe just saying hi to each other for the first time in months. Like,
I know.
I don't think they got in a fight or not. Like, I don't think it was that deep, and I don't think it is that deep.
No, they were just saying hi. And I will tell you, PR, she knew a camera was right there when she talked to him.
How do you
because
know?
Because she's a genius. She knows how to...
Because she fucking... That's what... Yeah, because she knows what the fuck she's doing.
Exactly. And also, like, she knew she was one of the top tier talent at this event, and like, it was boring. There was nothing really that interesting happened besides someone dressing up as a furry, and there was no,
which I want to say that was in my top five. So sorry.
I know, it's fine. It's fine. Everyone can like what they like.
I'm silly. Yes. I'm a silly bitch.
And like, there was no good gossip that came out of this. No good through line of any sort of narrative whatsoever. So like, Kim knew that she saw an opening and she pounced on it. So she got some follow-up coverage that nobody else got. So good job, Kim.
Yeah, she does know. And even if like, it's funny because she's like, we're taking it low key this year. It's like, actually, she is not an idiot. Like, whether it was like, I don't know if the idea was birthed out of that Playboy cover, but there's no way that in the process of creating this look that didn't come up. Like, I think it's genius to not mention it and to get us talking about it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, and such a funny, cool thing to do. Pearls. I know what to do with pearls that will make people talk even if I don't say anything.
Right.
Cool.
And guess what? Every single person at this and every single red carpet is doing, they're wearing clothes. If you're smart and if you know how to build a fashion profile, you're wearing clothes that reference things you've worn in the past, but are slightly different. That's how you build a style profile. That's how you become a fashion icon. So like, all these
right. She's literally doing the
job. So many people were commenting like, oh my God, it's not even a tribute to him. It's a tribute to herself. And it's like, it can be both. Like, that's what that's what it is.
1,000%. It should be both.
Right. And like, no one's getting,
like, that's why we're saying all the dresses where people were just like, I'm wearing a vintage call from the shoot that we did in 1984. That's not like, it's a beautiful dress, but like, right. The fun is that you're getting to express, like with ASAP Rocky putting on blue jeans with his whole sort of like Lagerfeld, like kilt look. It's like he brought himself into the look. He made it street, but still like paid homage to the theme. Like, I think that's what we're looking for in just like sort of these. Now that I'm a fashionista, now this is my third Met Gala. So I got it. But I just feel like, yeah, like it's like, this is sort of like a moment. Like, I mean, the whole thing is a PR stunt. And it's like, you get a chance to go out there and like, just sort of pose, deliver. And it's like an introduction. It can be an introduction. Like, there were a few models last night who I actually don't remember their names, but like, best dressed, I think you posted her.
Anokiai.
The jellyfish one. Oh my God. Oh my God. Who is that woman? Like that, like, again, I don't know how on brand it was, but she was just like out of nowhere. So fucking gorgeous. Yeah. And I felt like, wow, like what a good use of this time. Like, now I know who she, I mean, I guess I didn't Google her name just yet, but it's like, it's day after, but it's like she got my attention, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk a little bit.
And I love
about,
it.
Wait,
hold on. Worst. You want to do worst? Cause I have a few worst looks. So you want to do worst looks?
Not really. I don't know. It's tell me what you think. I just, yeah. Okay.
I feel like Amanda Seyfried went just as red lips.
Yeah, I gotta say, I kind of liked it, even though it was wrong for the event. Like, anytime you wear something that's short, you're gonna look a little out of place. Like, there was another a girl from, I think, a K-pop group who wore a little white mini dress because Carl was so huge on minis, like the mini silhouette.
Right.
So like, but yeah, wearing anything mini to the Met Gala is gonna look out of place and weird. So I thought Amanda Seyfried looked so good, but it looked out of place. And if she had just gotten the thing to be floor length, I think that would have.
Yeah.
I think that it would have been case closed. You did it, you know?
But I also thought color wise, not that it washed her out necessarily, but I felt like it was so mono. Like, I felt like the dress was the exact same color. It was a better skin match than Kim and Marilyn last year. And she could spray
it. It was a naked dress. We love a naked.
Oh, okay. So it was meant to be a naked dress.
Since when do we not like a naked dress?
To me, I was like, I always like a naked dress. I guess the truth is, I was watching the coverage while I was going and buying my mother essentials, the patient at Target. It's really funny because I was listening to a lot of it more than I was even watching. Cause I was like, oh, I'll go back and remember that. It's so funny because I actually got home and Googled, is Anna Wintour dating Bill Nye? Cause I was just listening to it. I didn't see that it was Bill Knightley.
Nighy.
So the whoever the correspondent was in the live stream I was watching, it must have had an accent. So I was like, Wintour's dating Bill Nye?
It sounds like
Nye. Never saw that coming. And I, when I saw who it was, I was like, oh, that makes more sense. I literally thought she was dating the science guy. So that was sort of a funny moment. Also, some of the commentators really suck. And I want to know what you think about Chloe Fineman. But I will say that, like, I was listening in Target walking around. And I just feel like some of these comments, it's like, get us in there. Like, we can take over. Like, it's so funny. One of them was saying, like, we have Kiki Palmer here. Like, Kiki, you look great. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, she walked around. She's like, I was hoping that we would get a glimpse of the baby tonight. It's like, you think she was going to, you thought she was going to bring her newborn to the Met Gala? What do you mean you were hoping she'd bring the baby? Like, what a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, that makes.
Why would she bring the baby?
That makes no sense.
It's so stupid.
I loved Yara Shahidi. She looked so good.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. So, okay. Let's talk about Karl Lagerfeld himself and why this was such a wild choice as a theme. So
And I have his chart. I have his chart up just so you guys know. Stay tuned for the Astro.
Oh, great. Well. Okay. I'm going to say, I have a list of page six, his most
ridiculous yeah.
quotes.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. He's got to be a Gemini. He's got to have Gemini in his top three. There is absolutely no way in hell that.
What makes you say that?
Because here are some of his quotes. Critics are fat mummies sitting with their bags of crisps in front of the television saying that thin models are ugly. Okay. He says, let's see. There was once a designer in Paris who said, my dresses are only for intelligent women. She went out of business, so maybe there were only idiots. In fact, it was not clever for her to say that. I design for the people who like. There is no age group, because age group is a racism in a way too. Like, okay, sure. Let's pretend age group.
I don't know if racism is the word I would use.
Right.
But okay.
Let's see what else. Oh, this is like an anti-Me Too kind of vibe. If you do not want to be pulled on the pants, he probably means underwear, do not become a model. Join the convent instead. There will always be a place for you at the convent. They recruit even.
Okay.
I like this one. Sweatpants are a sign of defeat. You lost control of your life, so you bought some sweatpants.
I'm really glad this guy died before COVID.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, he would really hate the world right now.
He might have died after. I can't remember.
2019, I think.
Okay. Life is not a beauty contest. Some ugly people are great. What I hate is nasty, ugly people. The worst is ugly, short men. Women can be short, but for men, it is impossible. It's something that they will not forgive in life. They're mean and they want to kill you.
I mean, I actually, that's the first one I agree
yeah,
with.
Yeah, no lies detected.
That's really funny. But I would say, if anything, like, Carl, I wish that you had been a little more solution oriented, although in many ways you are and you were, but make some man platform shoes.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I don't think,
heal the people.
Yeah. Okay. So here, his biggest thing is he really hated fat women. He hated curvy women. He has one quote, no one wants to see curvy women. Okay.
He's just a gay guy.
But you can't.
And in fact, he actually is. He's actually not even gay. He's specifically asexual.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. His life partner, like, literally, was a cat. Yeah. Yeah, he said no one wants to see curvy women. He doesn't like women. That's the thing.
No,
which is weird because his designs are so hyper feminine, but he likes a cartoon character version of women.
Well, I did a little bit of deep diving just when I was looking at his chart, just to get to know the guy, and like, he did have a fairly abusive mother.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And he used to be fat. He was overweight for a while,
and then that was part of it. She really, like, food restrict, like, that's all her speaking. Like, she would food restrict him. She would lock him in his room at night so he couldn't go snack in the evenings. And then I guess he was, like, depressed at one point in the 80s and he got really fat. And then he went the other way with it and got really skinny right before he died. So it's like, yeah, weight has always, that's his
yeah,
shit.
It's all,
like,
his, that's shit. His stuff. But, like, the problem is he was a tastemaker and he made it everyone else's shit. He made it all of our problem.
Right. Well, that's what happens. Like, I feel like he is such a poster boy of, like, yeah, you can do great stuff, but if you don't do that inner healing work, you end up being remembered as a total fucking asshole.
Okay. Do you want to know something funny? Page six, that one quote I read, you've got critics with their bags of chips sitting in front of the television saying thin models are ugly. The actual quote is fat mothers with their bags of chips. So he's bringing in his mother problem and the fat phobia and fat shaming.
Well, but it's interesting too, because first of all, I was going to correct you, and then I was like, no, Molly's news. She knows. Cause I was like, mummies? Wow, not what I thought. So yeah, it was mommies. But in a way, but that's where it's like, he really is. It's like, that's not his opinion. That's him, like, being like, at least my mother, who was a bitch, was thin.
Oh God, listen to this one. He's playing down the issue of anorexia. There are less than.
Oh yeah. No, Carl.
There are less than 1% of anorexic girls, but there are in France, I don't know, in England, over 30% of girls who are big, overweight. And that is much more dangerous and very bad for the health. So I think today, with the junk food in front of the TV, it's something dangerous for the health of the girl. The models are skinny, but they're not that skinny. All the new girls are not that skinny. Shut up. They are so skinny. Like, I hate
rail thin. And also, this is literally him speaking, like, again, not healing that inner child. It's like, hey, Carl, like, it's okay if you have a snack at night. Like, it's right. okay. Like, you're a big boy now, and like, it's okay to snack. You can snack too. You're not allowed to snack, and people who snack are not
also
bad.
Like,
it's
you're okay. a man. You have no idea how much harder it is for women to have like below a certain percentage of body fat. Like, you don't just snap your fingers. Right. Like, our bodies hold on to fat more. He called Adele.
No, I had this realization recently, because now I'm like, wow, how did I like, because on my weight's always fluctuated, but then like at a certain point, like 2022, I was like, I am fat now. And now I'm like, am I just fat? And it's like, oh yeah, I'm 36 now. Like, oh, I think what I'm actually experiencing is like my metabolism changed. Like, oh,
right. You're just an adult woman.
I'm an adult now. And I'm like, oh, my body looks like I have an incredible body for someone who just had a baby.
He described Adele as a little too fat. And then he said he actually was referring to Lana Del Rey to make it better.
Oh, okay. So actually that is like, but that's a joke. That's comedy.
But it's not funny. Like, it's.
He made it mean. Well, he made it
mean. He's so mean.
He heightened yeah, the mean.
Like, so he went guess meaner. Who wasn't at this Met Gala? Adele or Lana Del Rey? Like, I was.
Yeah, no
I
shit.
I was wondering if some of the big names that we didn't see was because they hated that guy's guts, you know?
That would make sense. And if anything, like, I would have loved to see Lana Del Rey and or Adele there in a fucking sweatsuit.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Oh my God, someone should
like,
done that.
Fuck you, dude. Oh. That's what someone should
have
done.
Olivia Rousteing, the creative director of Balmain, he came with a bag that said Carl Who on it. So I wonder if, because he's also he's a French designer. Carl was German, but obviously like they were both really in big French fashion houses.
Of the same time. Yeah.
So, well, Olivia is a lot younger, but I was wondering if that was like, I mean, it's shade. It is shade.
It is definitely shade. And I feel like the only thing that was sort of like, I'm trying to think like what, like Lizzo's plus size and Ashley Graham, I guess, although she's plus size, but like extremely snatched. She's not Apple plus, she's snatched plus. But either way, there were representatives of the plus size market there. And
a lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I thought Ashley looked gorgeous. I didn't love Lizzo's
Lizzo
dress,
was wearing Chanel. Lizzo might have been a co-chair. Which is just
really, I just feel like Lizzo, like that dress didn't like help her.
So Lizzo was not a co-chair. I thought she was, but
her dress looked a little like Party City.
Yeah,
to me.
It wasn't good. And she wore Chanel. And I was just like,
or maybe more. No, it looked like Forever 21.
Yeah, I was just really surprised that she was there in Chanel. I mean, I guess I understand why that's good for Chanel, because they can be like, No, nothing to see here. We're not fat phobic. Like, we love people of all sizes. But it's like, Lizzo, you're letting them use you to kind of paint over this guy's horrific fat phobic legacy that made people feel like shit about themselves for decades, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I do think he was specifically unkind, specifically asexual, and severely attached to, but also rebelling against, but also mirroring his abusive mother his entire life. I think the other interesting thing about Carl is, now you may have to fact check me on this. I watched a few documentaries. I was trying to get to know the guy, and there's different stories out there about his relationship and his parents' relationship to the Nazi party. And there apparently he had spent his life lying about what year he was born, because according to one of the, I believe it was the BBC documentary, he wanted to separate himself from, like, so I guess he was born the same year that Hitler started rounding up the Jews. Shit. And he didn't want to be like associated with that, even though his parents were technically part of the Nazi party. But like, he was obviously gay. He had a ponytail as a youth. and knew, he said he knew he was queer since he was three. So, and his parents were supportive of that, or his mother was. So they were technically Nazis, because, like, I guess they sort of, like, had to be. I'm not really sure. But, like, ultimately they knew they had a gay son and that he was gay. So, like, he doesn't, I got the impression from the first documentary I watched that he didn't consider himself, like, a Nazi sympathizer at all, but that, and that he did a lot of things to try to separate himself from that legacy. Whereas then I watched a few other things that were saying he specifically was raised by Nazi sympathizers and that he was anti-Semitic. So I'm not really sure.
I don't know either. And I don't think we have time to fully delve.
If anybody knows about Carl and the Jews, let us know.
Yeah, on a German talk show, this is from a website called hyperallergic.com, so I have no idea what that is. It seems
good source.
It seems like a news, sort of smaller independent news site. He told this anecdote in 2012 from the Second World War. On the way to the dentist, he and his mother ran into his teacher. "Can't you even tell your son to cut his hair?" the teacher asked his mother. She pushed back and replied, "Why, are you still a Nazi?" So that's kind of, she's saying to this woman, like, shut the fuck up. You're acting like a Nazi.
Yeah, we're not Nazis anymore. Yeah, bitch.
So I guess.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's enough.
Yeah,
for me.
I don't know. We're never going to know, probably.
I was going to try to make, like, the Jewish, like, cockroach. The cockroach was the star of the Met Gala, and, like, the Jews are kind of.
Anyway. Well, please make sure everyone knows.
I'm Jewish. Yeah. If you ask me what my spirit animal is, I would tell you I'm the resilient as fuck all over New York City cockroach.
Okay. Interesting.
Living in all sorts of places for free.
Ben Platt wore a Star of David.
Oh, that's neat. I thought he looked a little bit Little Drummer Boy, though, oddly enough. So a Star of David, but Little Drummer Boy.
So I think maybe he Googled what we've Googled, and he also came out of it a little confused and said, "I'm throwing in the Star of David just to make sure everyone knows."
Right. Christmas couture with the Star of David.
Yeah. He's like, I don't fuck with if he was a Nazi, I don't fuck with it. But okay. So he was
not.
He was such a dick. Tell me, was he Gemini at all? I think he also has to have something weird going on in Cancer because of the mommy issues. And sorry, the way that he kind of, he mommied some of the models. He definitely was a big, like, he loved to, like, pick models and shepherd them through their career and anoint them. You know what I mean? So I could see Gemini, Cancer, and Aries.
Why Aries?
He's so blunt.
Because he's so mean. Yeah, man. Okay. So, Carl, and I can't believe you didn't get this. I am not judging you, but this is where, this is where it's to me very obvious. Aww. You're so right. He is a Gemini moon. Okay. And what you're referring to with the mother wound, it isn't Cancer specific, although his Pluto's in Cancer, but he has his Chiron, his wound, in Gemini, almost directly conjunct his moon, which is, you know, the moon is one of the things the moon represents is your mother, the relationship with the mother, and also how you nurture, how you feel safe, what you need. So when you have your moon in the same sign as Chiron, that can oftentimes indicate mother wounds, nurturing wounds, safety wounds. You know, that can be that mother wound. The wound with the moon is a mother wound. His sun is exactly conjunct his Mercury and his Neptune in Virgo.
What?
Such a Virgo, right? Like, just an insane perfectionist.
I guess.
Clean lines, perfect, everything clean, everything basic, everything, you know, only pearls and Camillas. And, you know, I feel like and also to be asexual is extremely, he wasn't into, like, fluids or bodies, or if he was into bodies, it was to be, like, fashion. Like, he was,
wasn't into any evidence that you eat and have a normal, like, human digestive process. He wanted you to, everyone to just be starving plastic boards.
It's what mommy would have liked. He's like, not a Nazi against, he's like, I don't want to be associated with the Holocaust. I'm not a Nazi. But if we were to round up all the fat people in the world and put them into a camp just to lose weight, I would be for it. Like, it's like, what did I do? Like, to be not a Nazi, but an asshole at everything else. It's like, well, they did, like, you were maybe raised in that environment. Like, you hateful ass bitch. Like, dude, you know what yeah. I mean? It's like, just because you didn't, like, just because you're not into Hitler doesn't mean that you yourself don't got a little Hitler in you.
Very true.
But I also think is interesting about him having Virgo energy. I mean, it's very much amplified Virgo energy, because the sun with Mercury, Mercury is the ruler of Virgo. Mercury's also the ruler of Gemini. So this is a very intellectual chart. He is not a deeply feeling person whatsoever. Like, that lack of humanity, as much as he maybe didn't process his own emotions or had wounds from his mother that he maybe never addressed, he didn't care to. He was like, why would I do that? I'm just going to keep moving forward and making shit more perfect and look better. He was trying to escape his whatever humanity that he did contain by that fashion is such an obvious, like, sort of choice for this guy, because it's like, okay, South Node in Leo. So he does have an artistic flair. He does remember self-expression and performance and drama, but ultimately he's meant to work North Node in Aquarius, like bring things to the collective. Right. Awareness,
dominate,
right?
And kind of take this out of,
literally, like, and also you were saying he's like a tastemaker. Yeah, North Node conjunct his Pallas Athena is literally like the like novel new feminine strategy that actually gets the, you know, gets the team to finally win the war or whatever. Like, it's like whole new way of thinking. So he is bringing whole new way of thinking, better or worse, into the collective. But otherwise, his moon with his wound in Gemini, he's like, I don't want to think about my feelings. I'm going to think about fat people. And then, you know, moon, sun conjunct Mercury conjunct Neptune, he's really taking the visions that he has, Neptunian visions from the other side, like channeling visions. And then with all that, Virgo has the practical talent and taste and drive to just focus all of his energy onto making something Virgo real and tangible and perfect, right? So very Virgo. He also, it's interesting to me that, I mean, ultimately, I think he did have his own line, you said, but I think it's notable that a lot of his career was underneath, like, basically, from what I understand, he was sort of known for reviving dying fashion houses in some way. And why I think that's kind of interesting is, okay, first of all, where is his Mars? Again, another Mars in Scorpio. Yeah, to actually take something that is on the way, like, take something that's decaying and work with it to revive it is literally Scorpio, or not even revive it, but rebirth it is Scorpio. But then he doesn't really have a lot of, like, leadership. Like, he doesn't really have, like, CEO energy or boss energy. I think for him, working under brands that were pre-vetted as, like, this has been high end. Now it's having a problem. Can you come, Virgo, fix the problem? And we will clap for you. It's almost like he's like dream employee.
Yeah.
Like, he is like the greatest employee of all time, because he's actually really smart, really not emotional, can sit down, do the work, focus, make it perfect. This guy had spreadsheets on before computers. He was literally drawing spreadsheets in his sketchbook for fun. He loves rulers. He's a perfectionist. Of course, this guy hates sloppiness. He's all freaking air. Like, even his Venus is in Libra in air. He's all air. This guy has no time for sloppy, has no time. The only thing that's sloppy about him, if and when it is when he is actually avoiding his humanity and either overeats or undereats, which you could make an argument for shows some sort of sloppiness at home in private. Very Virgo. Virgos never show their sloppiness, but if you look at their sock drawer, there might be like some keys in there too and some batteries and shit. Yeah. So you never know.
I'm pretty sure he was,
but yeah,
he was creative director.
I think that he hates sloppy.
What?
He hates sloppy.
Yeah, he was creative director of Fendi, Chanel, and his own brand, Karl Lagerfeld, all at the same time.
Wow. Like, right. That is, but yeah, it's insane. But like, he loved, of course he didn't want to have sex. He was like, no, remember me as the guy who could be the creative director of three different high end fashion. Like, that was his love. His love was us being like, wow, Carl, you're the best.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing your work.
And it's weird that the his namesake brand even still exists, because it was by far the least interesting, you know,
the only reason that I know that he has it is because it is littering Marshalls,
right?
And all it is white shirts that say Carl Lagerfeld in like block print. That's like,
who would buy that? I mean, and it's like little cartoons of him. It's like, who cares?
Yeah. It's so weird. It's like, that's a great question. Like, right. Like, who is continuing to, do you think maybe they've just been all on the back shelf since like the H&M promo days, and they're just like getting rid of them at Marshalls? Like, do you think somebody's really back? Like, which Carl cartoon are we going to put on the shirts this year? It's like,
right.
I think
he maybe just got really bad advice, and someone was like, listen, have your own brand, have the diffusion line that's going to be lower end, that's just memorabilia of yourself. And like, he, because you said he's the consummate employee, he said, okay, I'll do that. And it was his dumbest brand. Like, he needs the mythos of something bigger than himself to live up to. He can't really like create something out of thin air.
Yes,
he needs the rules that are, because that's the really hard thing about.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, like being a creative director of a big brand is, you have to like do what Kim did, incorporate. She was being a creative director of Karl Lagerfeld at that moment, taking her stamp, which is the Playboy cover, and putting it on the elements, the DNA of Karl Lagerfeld, who he was as a designer. Like, that's what a creative director has to do, is like be a little bit different enough to make the brand interesting under you, but still keep the brand's legacy and DNA intact. Like, Tom Ford for Gucci is a perfect example. He made it sexy and like crazy and different. And now Alessandro Michele, who led the second big revival of Gucci, it was like maximalist librarian, and now he's out. So there's going to be a new person in. So it's like, it's still Gucci. It's still all with the same logo and the same elements and the same like horse bit, like the same things are being incorporated, but it's like by different people in different ways. And that was what I guess Karl Lagerfeld was just so good at.
Well, he's so good at it. And I mean, when I look at his chart, I'm like, oh, this is a guy, especially, I mean, even if we're going to talk Pluto, it's like Pluto in Cancer, we have his Saturn in Aquarius. Like, what did this guy like? No, he didn't like men, but what did he like? Improving things. Like, anything that he could go and improve, he was like, oh yeah, I improved it. Oh, like, sorry, I don't know why I had to do like, oh, like I'm coming for improvement of others. But that is literally what gets him off. I guess I was just doing it a good impression. Yas. He did yas, but not in like a AAV way, in a John.
Yeah, he
yas.
Did it in like a
anyway.
Da.
Yeah, da. No, that's like, well, that's Russian, right?
Oh,
da.
In nine,
like Voss.
God knows. That's God only knows what Germans are doing over there.
We are. That's right. Don't ask, don't tell. No, but it's like that's like. So
no, I like it. I like it.
But we're keeping it. I also think it's interesting. What is the sign that rules pets in astrology? Virgo.
Stop.
Virgo, Mercury, Virgo, Sun, Virgo, Neptune. Of course, he's got cats on the carpet years later. That probably would have been his favorite. I like to think that Carl would have loved Jared Leto with the ponytail. Long hair too. Long hair bros unite. Like, I think he would have loved it because didn't he leave all of his wealth to the
something
cat?
Stupid. Yeah.
What a motherfucking waste. Okay, fuck that. Fuck that, Carl. You have no love in your heart. But yeah, I think his guy was probably super neurotic, super. I can't believe everyone was like, he was wonderful to be friends with. That's like, I don't know. He sounds like sort of like an asshole, and he had his own shit. But yeah, and I'm glad that he brought bows into the forefront, and I happen to love pearls. But now, like, I also am a little fat right now, and I would not like to feel that I was just a fat critic on the couch with my Cheetos, although I guess it is sort
that's
of accurate.
That's what really is like. That's what sucks about him, is like, you want to admire the beauty of his designs and just the weight of all that he accomplished, but you just know he would look at you like you're pond scum. So it's not fun. It's no fun.
He's like literally like the worst blunt rotation. Like, he seems like a genuinely bad
right man. Unless you were Lily Rose Depp,
not even Lily Rose Depp. He, like, I actually think maybe not even the alpha, but I think like looking at young Nas S's X's ass would have been enough. What a tight little ass.
I know.
But I think like he would have been like, okay, beautiful boy. Like in the same way that I like an art collection, I think he liked an art collection of men, but I don't think he was interested in touching anyone.
He liked an art collection of women. Like Lily Rose Depp was his new muse. Like her.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
He just wanted to be surrounded by women with a BMI of 16. And like, if you were that, then he would probably be a great hang. He would probably be hilarious. He would sit there and talk shit and have a great time. But if you weren't that, he would, I just feel like you would never even look in your direction. But I also, not friend of the pod, but my longtime Twitter mutual, Felipe Kardashian on Twitter, he posted a really interesting timeline today of how Kim became involved with Karl Lagerfeld and Karine Reutfeld, who's a French fashion editor, and how that got her to be invited to the Met Gala and be like one of the tentpole people at it each year, 10 years later. And like Karl finally deigned to speak to Kim because Karine gave her stamp of approval. But Kim was 8 months pregnant when she first worked with Karl, and that was her pregnancy.
Oh no. Oh no, no, no.
I know
no,
that was
no.
her pregnancy with North, where she was miserable and she had gained so much weight. So I was like, okay. I guess if he could fuck with pregnant Kim, like maybe he had a little bit of understanding in his heart for women's bodily functions, but like, I don't know.
No, I think he was literally like, oh, yeah, my mother was pregnant once.
Right, exactly. Like, he was like, this is disgusting.
It's like, no, I think he's like, I'll give you a pass because you're bringing life into the world, but don't you show up like this.
Yeah, again. You're right. You're right. I'm giving him too much credit, but.
And I think it's kind of interesting, though, what you're saying, that, like, when they met, she was pregnant with North, and now it's the Karl Lagerfeld Met Gala, and North was there.
Yeah.
I just think it's so weird to be like, Northy got me a massage and filled my room with white flowers to relax before the Met. It's like, what? Like, what are you doing? That's the only thing that really bothered me. I'm like, what are you doing? She, like, don't adultify.
She needs
like
to
this.
Stop.
She's not your husband. She's like,
right.
Stop.
She's not a Kanye surrogate. Like, stop it. She's your little girl.
But that literally is how she's treating her. And it's very strange.
It's because Kim is like, too much of a PR genius for her own good. She knows that North gets the same level of when Kanye was in his good years, good press attention, like, oh my God, she's a creative genius. Oh my God, everything she touches turns amazing. And she's only 9 years old. She knows that. So she, like, the temptation for Kim to plop North in front of
exploit her.
Every single picture is too great sometimes. She just can't pass it up. And like, Kim's gonna Kim, you know?
Kim is gonna Kim. And you know what? It's like, at the end of the day, Kim, it's funny because Libra Pisces is an extremely, like, of course, everyone's like, she's so nice. Like, she's so nice. And she is so nice. But yeah, Kim. But it's interesting because water sign moons, I think, despite what would be a popular opinion, like we were even talking about last week with the Cancer moons can be, like, water moons can be super intuitive, deep, remember everything, and like deeply, deeply feeling, but also they can be assholes because of how deeply feeling they are. And especially her moon is in Pisces, so it's sort of like the troll. And then sun in Libra. Libra has, for better or worse, Libra wants to be like received and in harmonious relationship, but Libra doesn't really have any time for like caring about your feelings. So like I feel like Kim has a very appealing, attractive chart, but it isn't necessarily, it's a kind chart. It's a nice chart, but it isn't like a sensitive.
It's not
chart,
a pick you up
though,
from the,
despite that.
It's
Pisces
not a pick you up from the airport chart.
No, it is not. Right. No,
it's not a be at your deathbed when you're dying of cancer chart, but it's a, she's going to be very nice and respectful to everyone she speaks with.
Yes. Yes. But she is going to sacrifice her firstborn child for the long-term brand.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. And hopefully
you better believe, you better motherfucking
hopefully
believe.
North's okay with that. Maybe we should do a little mommy daughter chart one time.
I believe we actually know that, if I remember correctly, I think she's a Gemini sun and Gemini moon.
Oh my God.
I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure she is Kanye 2.0.
So like, she's going to be fine and also so not fine at the same time.
Literally. Yeah. It's like she came in that way. Let me double check the moon sign, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It's like, yeah, I do think if anybody was built for this life, a double Gemini is a save. Because she can kind of just be be herself, not take things too seriously, you know. But let me just confirm that she's a.
But like she.
Okay. Wow. This is so interesting. What? I was wrong. North is a double Gemini, but North is a Gemini ascendant Gemini sun. Guess where North's Pisces. Moon is? Virgo, like call, opposite of King.
Oh. Well, that's a wild chart. We'll have to do that some other time. I think
that is a wild chart. I'm looking at our chart right now, and it's actually, it is a wild chart.
I got to go because I just remembered I didn't shower from the plane yet.
Oh, my God. Please do that. Please do that immediately. I can smell you from here.
That was 36 hours ago.
Women that don't shower after the plane should be euthanasia'd. No, but I want to tell you one last thing that's really cool. Last night, or whenever, during the Met Gala, two nights ago, the moon was in Virgo.
Oh, okay. That's so poetic for such a dickhead man.
You know, but he was an artist, and the cosmic arts, they don't actually judge or lie. They just reveal to you what is. And he was a Virgo, and that night was Virgo.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's why it was.
I also just want to say
literally like beautiful gowns with so little, like not so little, but
no one's going to take a big risk. It's like everyone's just like, are my lines right?
Exactly. It wasn't about like creativity and artistry and spontaneity. It was about, am I perfect?
No.
Am I the perfect? Literally. Little tiny Carl Muse that I want to be.
That's like literally it, 1000%. And I want to say the thing that I was happy to see, the thing that I hated to see. I was happy to see that eyebrows are back.
Yeah. They were always back. They were never gone. They were never really gone.
The last two Met Galas, we really talked about where the eyebrows, where have all the eyebrows gone?
That was just a little humble brag from really hot people. It was never a real trend, you know?
Okay. I hope that's right because I was, I'll let it go.
Wait,
then.
Julia Fox wasn't there, was she?
No, but you want to know something? I listened to our episode from last year, and it's funny because last year you were like, I can't wait. I want Julia Fox to happen. And I wanted to ask you about that actually because then, like a few weeks ago, I was like, oh, Julia Fox's book's coming out. I should read that. And you were like, no, I'm sick of her. Like, what happened within the year that actually had you kind of get over her so fast?
I don't know. She just hasn't.
Maybe that's something for the Patreon later. You can think about it. I don't know if you need to know the answer.
I'm still open to her for sure. I just think she needs to do some the way that I knew about her was Uncut Gems, and she was.
I know. I miss pinup her. I miss pinup actress.
Yes, definitely
her.
Miss that. And I just think
don't get so skinny if you're known for your ass.
I want her to do more interesting acting roles. I feel like people will pay.
Yeah, I don't want you to powder your face and wear like a garbage bag to an event anymore. Just do a good
movie. Yeah, exactly. I think that's why. And even the fashion stuff is getting very one note because it's just ugly hot.
Oh, it's so one note. It's ugly hot and like designed from everything that I got at the Home Depot. And it's like, why?
Right, because no one will dress her.
Why are you ripping your shirt apart? Why don't you just go shopping?
I know. I think she likes what she's doing and that's all that matters. Like, I guess she does.
Well, she is such an air sign too. She's like super Aquarius Gemini. So like, I get that. She's like, I'm not even from here. I'm from a different, well, put a pin in it, but remind me to tell you a funny story next time about my mother.
Okay. Well, how long is it?
The last thing I want to say is I one leg out. Everybody put your legs back in. I don't like that.
What, when they have a slit?
Not even a slit, but like I guess it all. I started to notice it. Like if you listen to the Taylor pod, if you haven't, go check it out. It is an epic. It's so good. But
I was really triggered
by her one leg out. I was triggered by her one leg out.
Yeah, it was weird. Well, she doesn't look good in dance costumes. She's been wearing a lot of like dance recital light costuming, and it doesn't work on her because she can't dance. It's not right. It's incongruous. Like should be in like.
She looks like somebody on Dancing with the Stars who's like just happy to be here, even if I get voted off first.
Yeah, I almost had a one leg out reception dress at my wedding, and
I'm so glad.
No, it would have been iconic. It really would have. And the train was too long, and I was like, "This is not for dancing. I have to get a short dress."
Well, it saved our friendship. That's for damn sure. Because I don't even. I guess where Carl. Although, actually, I guess I don't really care that much. And maybe it's my own leg that looks like it's basically a sand drip castle at this point now. And I couldn't possibly. But I don't know. I just feel like everybody. Yeah, like long slits. Like even like Jenna Ortega, like half of the dress was long and the other half was these asymmetrical dresses. It's like I don't need to see your knees for any reason. Like,
I'm sick of the mullet hem. I'm so
I don't know. Mullet hem. That's hilarious. Yeah. Mullet on the top. No good. Mullet on the bottom. But no, no good.
Yeah. The jellyfish girl, that was a mullet hem that worked.
Okay. But that was the reason it worked is because it was a jellyfish look. Yeah. It wasn't just like my black
and it was
dress
so avant-garde
with my one leg out that I have to stand here now being like one leg. Like every time you pose, you watch them on the carpet. They're like,
you know, yeah. Like, you know who was such a miss for me and I was really sad about it? Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, okay. I didn't hate
just that
Sydney.
Stupid black.
I had sort of the same reaction.
Bow at her knees.
Oh, the bow.
Just
the
get
bow.
Rid of that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was adding.
Yeah, why cut the line?
It was adding nothing and it just made her look short and she's already short.
I guess she was just trying to be like, it is on trend. It's got a bow.
Right, but like she's like a skinny white woman. She's already on trend for Carl.
You know what I have to say too, speaking of which, you really liked J-Lo. I usually love J-Lo. I didn't like it.
Really? Why not?
I can't put my finger on it. Just something about it. Like, I think the first brush of not liking it now that, I mean, I'm just literally making this up as I go, but the first thing that comes to my mind is that like, we should know Jennifer from her silhouette. And like, when I look at, like, she is the original Kim K silhouette. Like when I was looking at photos, I kind of just brushed by her. Like she didn't even register to me as J-Lo, which is like such a shame because that's actually her like strength.
Yeah.
Like I just, like, it was basically just like, look at my abs.
It did take a minute to,
and otherwise,
yeah,
nothing.
To figure out who she was, but I don't know why.
And where's Ben?
I just liked it. I really, crap, now I can't, oh, poor Paris Hilton. This was her first Met Gala.
Yeah, I mean, she just might be like, I don't know what the big deal is about. Like, she might be like, why is everybody making this a thing? And yeah, no one even cared. About, I thought she looked pretty, but she was just sort of like goth.
Yeah, I feel bad. And I wonder why this was her first. I feel like Kim snuck in.
Yeah, why was this
her because
first?
I mean, Anna Wintour was completely against all of the famous for being famous, like socialite kind of girls that were going the pop culture route instead of the society pages route. Like she was so against them. The only reason Kim ever snuck in was because she came as Kanye's date because Kanye was performing at the 2013 Met Gala. So like,
oh, so she would never have gotten
no,
in
without Kanye. No, without she grandfathered. Kanye.
So that I will say for that wedding or that marriage, whatever heartache and storylines it's providing now was so fucking worth it.
100%.
I mean, great. Talk about a great call, Kim. Like, yeah, take the L in the end, but that was a W.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think on that note,
truly a W. Yeah, we this pod was a W. Go take your shower, you stanky thing. And otherwise, yeah, if we have any other thoughts, we can just continue this ongoing conversation. But I just, yeah, in general, I was like, I mean, I loved Hathaway. Maybe she was top for me. But yeah, in general, I was like, huh, good thing I'm at Target. This would be
beautiful gowns.
Yeah, and fat people. I wanted to see more fat people.
Yeah,
fat
that would have been the ultimate serve. I just think
I should have been at the. If there was ever a Met Gala that I could have gone and made a real statement at, my tax the rich is going to be fat and sweats.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Jewish fat and
sweats.
Yeah,
I just think this red carpet, most of the looks could have been the Grammys or the Oscars, which makes it a
1,000%.
What was the point? You know what I mean?
Also, did they design the space or no?
I don't know why they made the red carpet look like toothpaste.
Yeah, why was it? That was a weird choice to me. Like, it just, because it should have just been like black or something. Like, it didn't help any of the looks pop. It actually was sort of distracting.
Yeah, and the exhibit is now in the Met. Like, you can go to the exhibit.
Oh!
Everybody follow.
Let's go next time you're
in
town.
I'm gonna be in town in 2 weeks, you know.
Oh my God, let's go.
Yeah.
And we'll go and we'll go to the Met. And then afterwards we'll go take, we'll go down to Broadway and see Doja in Cats.
Oh my God. I thought she
literally looks exactly like the cast of like those prosthetics are what
she's giving
wearing.
Jellicle Cat.
She's giving Jellicle Cat.
Well, I have to say, listen, if you want to know about the actual exhibit, which looks amazing, check out a Space Trash listener, Natalie Newdell, on Instagram at Natalie N.
Hey, Natalie.
Natalie N with two underscores. Hi, Natalie. She's my old roommate And she is a documentary producer of the Calendar Girl film, and she is a fashion historian. Ooh. She's a...
Oh my God, we should have had
her. We should have her on the pod. Oh my God, why didn't I think of that? Natalie, come on the pod. But she's a fashion historian. So she got, I guess somehow she got early access. She's connected. What can I say? And she posted some really cool pictures at @NatalieAnn__, and check out her movie Calendar Girl.
Oh my God. I will definitely check that out. I did have a few. I'm looking at my notes now. I had a few other questions for you really okay. quick. Number one, Olivia Wilde wore the same dress as someone else.
Yeah, it was...
Is that embarrassing or not?
It's weird because Anna Wintour approves every single look, or at least historically that's how it's been. She approves like what everyone's going to wear. And they both wore this vintage Karl Lagerfeld weird violin dress that was just, you know, not one of his best. One wore it in white, another wore it in black. So that was weird. Yeah, I was surprised.
I guess they're two different dresses, but it's like, no, they're not. Yeah. They're not. Same dress. Giselle, even if that was his design, I thought she just kind of looked like she walked right off of the Angels fashion show. It just looks too Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, it did not stand out. The thing about his designs is they're very beautiful, but they don't stand out in a venue like this.
I mean, it's very Virgo. Yeah. That's why it's like not the like flashy leadership boss. It's like the Excel sheets, the workers, the lines, the dots, the I's crossed, the dots. I can't even say that sentence is how fucking sloppy I am. You would hate me. Okay. But last thing I want to know about, because I had a different reaction, but you hated Janelle Monáe's dress?
Yeah, it was stupid. I mean, it's just, I hate the, like, it was the only time I liked just the whole thing of showing up in one thing and then revealing something else. It's just very third grade talent show to me. Like when you're in the talent show and you're with your friends and you're like, wait, what if we come out in bathrobes and then after the first chorus, we take the bathrobes off and we're covered in bubble bath? You know, like it's just like, oh, how about instead of one outfit, I have two. It's like, no, pick one outfit.
But like Cardi had three outfits and she was your fave.
She only wore one on the red carpet. She probably changed throughout the night. But like,
okay,
getting
okay.
changed on the red carpet is a miss for me. It show up in what yeah. you show up in. It's not interesting.
Yeah, there's a difference between like getting changed, like because I actually liked when Blake revealed her color changing dress, but it was sort of like she wasn't getting changed. She was like opening the art up for the public. Whereas like yeah, there if you have to have like handlers with you to dress you, then like that's behind the scenes stuff. Take it to the wind.
Yeah, like Zendaya did it one time and it didn't really work for me. It's just like are you wearing fashion or are you a parade float? You know what I mean? Like it's just
right.
It never delivers on the and they always act like it's going to be such a huge moment, like oh, and yeah. you see the handlers come out and it's like, oh my God, something's gonna happen. And then it's just like, okay, it's slightly different.
Her shape changed.
A slightly different outfit. Okay.
Yeah. That's
I'm just
funny.
Sick of it. It wasn't yeah. for her. It wasn't specifically Janelle Monáe's fault.
It wasn't her.
It's just
yeah.
that she's the most recent of this trend. And it's just every time they do, I'm like, okay, now what? Right. You know?
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, then is that the final number? You know what I mean? It's like it kind of sets a precedent that then you have to live up to. And it's like,
right.
Why?
Even Jared Leto, he changed into a more normal outfit for a man. Like, okay, if you're going to make me sit through viral tweets about you dressed up as a cat, you have to sit through dinner in that outfit. You know, like I don't.
That would be so funny to see him walking out with like stains on his right. Tummy.
Like if you're going to do a stupid so ass funny. Stunt like that, I think he
should have worn it just because it would have made the party more fun. Like imagine being on the dance floor. I mean, that's maybe again, my own stuff, what I like about myself, but like a cat breaking it down on the dance floor would have made it an infinitely more fun party.
Right.
I'm
and
sure.
This is why he's not actually, it's like, it's basically the message is like, imagine if I was this much of an unfashionable loser, but don't worry because now right. I've got my black cape on and my, and you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
it's like, no, if you're going to yeah, show yeah. up like an unfashionable loser, commit.
Or if you're going to do black cape, at least go all the way, go like full vampire with it. It's like, do costume
yeah,
or not.
Exactly. I just think one outfit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think one outfit that just.
One outfit.
But you get one.
I mean, I get changing for the after party, but no, while you're there, that's
yeah, exactly. And you don't change for the after party on the red carpet. You change. It's
right. You go
yeah,
home.
So yeah, that's my statement.
I agree completely. And I think that was all that I really wanted to say.
Okay. Patreon.com/space trash podcast.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. If you really want to be in fashion, you need to join the Patreon.
No sweatpants on the Patreon.
No sweatpants on the Patreon. Only good takes.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.